Let's report next on a big cat that's making a comeback. Life for lions, tigers, and other big cats has become precarious. Their numbers are declining around the world. But there's an exception in Florida, as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Florida panthers are the same species as the western puma, also known as the cougar or the mountain lion. But the panthers are adapted to living in the Florida swamps. By 1995, there were maybe 25 Florida panthers left. Melody Relke, a veterinarian who's tracked them for years, says they were a mess with heart disease or undescended testicles.
The males, with their even a single testis, the quality of that sperm was just abysmal.
They just couldn't reproduce.
We were actually watching extinction process in front of our eyes. And this is what happens with small populations and inbreeding of close relatives.
Relke had waded through swamps and dodged rattlesnakes to follow panthers, but this looked hopeless.
It was devastating. In fact, so devastating, I decided to move to Africa because the battle was over.
But a geneticist who studies big carnivores, Stephen O'Brien of the National Cancer Institute, devised a plan to save the panthers. He combined genetics and math to calculate the panthers' fate.
They were going to go extinct in 25 years with a 99% probability if we left them alone. That's what stimulated the decision to act, to intervene.
He helped convince the federal government to capture 8 female pumas in Texas and release them in Florida to mate with the panthers. Now, that was controversial. The Endangered Species Act said don't mix subspecies. But O'Brien argued that eastern and western pumas had been interbreeding for millennia before highways and housing developments intervened. This would not be a man-made creature. So the Texas cats came to Florida. To see if the plan was working, scientists tracked every panther and its offspring. Relke came back from Africa, now sporting a cheetah scar on her leg, and signed on. She led teams of cat-tracking dogs into the cypress swamps.
They get within less than half a mile of where the cats are, and then the scent is so strong, the dogs are so excited, they just let loose, and they bay, and they start running. The cat then typically will run and jump up a tree.
A marksman would shoot the cat with a dart full of anesthetic.
Then we have a very brave field person who actually climbs up the tree with the cat semi-awake and puts a harness or rope around their chest. And then we lower them into a net.
And then take blood and tissue samples as well as DNA. Before the Texas females arrived, the Florida panthers were, well, pretty lame.
They would be laying there in the tree like, oh, just let me die up here, because they just lacked any kind of vigor.
Now, 15 years later, O'Brien says the Florida panther is a new cat.
I think we can say cautiously that it was the right decision. The population increased in number threefold. The admixture cats, which are hybrids, are much stronger and more robust, and they look a little bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger version of cats.
Writing in the journal Science, O'Brien says the animal's DNA shows that the hybrids are the healthiest of the litter. Craig Packer, an ecologist at the University of Minnesota who's worked with lions in Africa, says the project is a textbook case of how dangerous inbreeding can be, even in wild animals.
The importance of this study is to really emphasize not only that this population really did suffer substantial costs of inbreeding, but that it was relatively easy to resolve by bringing in a small number of new animals to the population.
Packer says introducing new genes raises the chances that an isolated group can resist novel diseases or genetic defects. He says it could help keep other big cats, lions in Africa and tigers in Asia, from going extinct. But the Florida panthers aren't out of the woods yet. O'Brien says 100 panthers isn't quite enough to stop inbreeding altogether. On the other hand, more panthers means they will literally be out of the woods.
A lot of people don't want to have cougars in their backyard when they're raising their kids and their little dogs. And I think that this is a reasonable fear.
O'Brien says the solution is to find some new homes for the rejuvenated panthers. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.